it's harder for rural women often to access service and seek the supports that they require.
What can you do about that, though? Because you're one in a community, you don't want to say that you've got problems and you don't want to tell in your husband. And it's hard to go to the doctor or the GP or whatever.
So some of the ways that we actually look at trying to support women primarily is actually provide them with resources and in terms of actually, because safety is a major issue in terms of social isolation. So we look at perhaps developing a plan of what that might look like for that person to actually leave. One of the strong focuses for myself is actually, though, building the capacity of our communities to identify domestic violence. And actually, so more recently, we actually hosted some information stand at the Tagulawa sale yards, and in through doing that, it actually is saying to our community that domestic violence is not okay, and we're actually by locating and actually providing community education and awareness and hosting workshops and having a public space, it actually can challenge some of that historical thinking where that private concern is a private matter, and actually bringing it out to say that violence towards women and children is not okay. So I think coming to the forefront, we'd certainly provide that crisis support, but we also, it's about community education and awareness. We need to bring about a cultural change.
It's huge and it's generational, isn't it? And it's going to take time. You know, you mentioned the word private.
Yes.
Privacy is very important, isn't it?
Confidentiality is different to privacy. When we work with women, that information remains quite confidential. And I think when you're a woman who's experiencing violence in a rural community, sometimes it's quite hard to access supports and services, and you're often quite socially isolated. So if you're a woman that perhaps it's moved into a rural community, perhaps you don't necessarily have relationships within that community of other female support to think about where you might access support. Or if you do go and access, people might see your car parked at the local community centre and people will ask questions. So it's one of those tricky things. I'm not saying that community centres don't operate confidentiality, but often we find, even with local police services, that the husband plays police with the local senior sergeant. You know, so there's often a number of things that actually come to our attention which make it really hard for women to access support and services.
Domestic violence doesn't just involve men and women, it involves women and women. It involves women and children, it involves women and husbands. I mean, it's not a one-way street, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to acknowledge that some of that, what your statement there is true, but wholeheartedly, what we do know is that more than 86%, probably up to 90% of actual violence is experienced by women from men. I'm not saying that men don't experience violence from women, but often what we do know is actually when they're at terms of protecting themselves. And so when the police actually do get called out, it's actually when that man has experienced violence, it's usually been in the sense of self-defence.
So what's the first thing you do? Acknowledge that you are actually having problems.
It's very difficult. There's no quick fix. To be honest, it's really about safety. And for us as our service, when a woman will contact our service, we will actually make sure that we would provide a risk assessment in terms of their safety. And we're very much guided by them because they know the situation that they're currently experiencing. So what we might do is in that risk assessment is looking more broadly.
Where do people go if they want help?
DV Connect has a 1-800 number. It's a Queensland government service, which operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's really important for people to know that Queensland government currently have a new campaign, which is called Trust Your Instincts. It was launched in Domestic and Family Violence Month in May. And that's encouraging family members, it's encouraging the community to all step up and actually contact that number if they're concerned about somebody so that they can actually be skilled so that they can provide the support for that, whether that's a family member or a loved one.